KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. A long-standing argument over funding for law enforcement on Northwest Montana's Flathead Reservation is over for now. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Governor Greg Gianforte has signed off on funding to help county and tribal officials hash out a long-term plan.
For years, Lake County and Governor Gianforte have sparred over who's financially responsible for prosecuting tribal members for felonies on the Flathead Reservation. Lake County has historically done that work under an agreement known as Public Law 280, but the county says it can no longer afford that service. Both the county and the state had planned to leave the agreement. That would mean federal law enforcement would take over, but federal officials have said they don't have the resources. This session, county, state, and Confederated Salish and Kootenai officials hashed out a plan. The state is providing $6 million over the next 2 years to help transition more cases to tribal courts. CSKT spokesperson Rob McDonald says some of that work has already started.
We have, in the past 18 months or so, taken on more than 150 felonies and increased our efforts to reduce the workload on the county.
But Lake County is expected to continue handling more serious felonies that require prison time. The CSKT and Lake County are required under the new law to hash out an agreement, laying out the balance of cases each will take on. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
This month has seen many awareness events across Indian country for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and people. This included an event in Gresham, Oregon, organized by MMIW Search and Hope Alliance. Honor songs were sung with dancing. And people affected by the murders or disappearances of Native people shared their stories before an audience.
It was January 9th, 2024.
Kim Lenning is founder of MMIW Search and Hope Alliance. She says there was power in what people shared about their missing or murdered relatives.
The power lies in experience. So many times people say they understand, but sometimes they don't. And they don't understand because they haven't seen it firsthand from experience. So when you bring in surviving family members that are still searching for their loved ones, it brings a different environment of emotion to the audience that's listening.
While many cases remain unsolved, one outcome brought relief. Luann Aiken, a member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians of North Dakota, was found alive on May 10th in Portland, Oregon, after a two-year disappearance. Lenning says she verified it was Aiken, then contacted her relatives.
A lot of tears, a lot of relieved emotions, and some sadness because of the situation. She'd been missing for so long. We did offer them help if they needed help to come out and take Luann home if Luann chose to go home. We're just letting them as a family kind of figure that out. And if they so choose to take us up on that, then we have offered them to bring them out here so that they can travel as a family back home to North Dakota.
Lenning says her organization will hit its one-year anniversary in July. She says the celebration will focus on volunteers who keep things going. Lenning says while MMIW Search and Hope Alliance is largely a regional effort, they try to help with national cases. This includes the Oklahoma City case of Seneca Shimeme, whose family says he was killed in a deliberate hit-and-run last October. Missing and murdered Indigenous events will continue through May. Those who want to get involved can contact their tribes or look up community calendars. You're listening to National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND. Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Yeah. So what are you telling me? 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 I want to tell the whole wide world about you.
windshield wipers are keeping perfect time. I hear running on empty, I gotta change that dial. It's such a lonesome sound. Man, you always loved Jackson Brown. In my rearview mirror are the lights of L.A. And just over my hood, there ain't nothing but rain since your goodbye. Guess all I can do is drive. They say in Phoenix that the sun always shines, and I'll be there by morning light. So I'll just let these good years take me anywhere my heart's not breaking, anywhere over you. Down every road that I've been turning, every mile that I've been burning, I'm left to face the cold hard truth. And all there ain't enough a lifetime to drive away these blues. Well, I'm downtown Phoenix in a hot summer haze. Something about this morning reminds me of the day when we first met. Guess this ain't the place to be to forget. They say in Denver you can dream a mile high, and I'm one state from that Colorado line. So I'll just let these good years take me anywhere my heart's not breaking, anywhere over you. Down every road that I've been turning, every mile that I've been burning, I'm left to face the cold hard truth. No, there ain't a lifetime to drive away these blues. No, there ain't enough a lifetime away these blues. Keep on driving.
So I'll just let these good years take me anywhere my heart's not breaking.
I just keep on driving.
So we meet again and I offer my hand all dry and English slow. And you look at me and I understand, yeah, it's a look I used to know. 3 long years and your favorite man, is that any way to say hello? And you hold me like you'll never let me go. Doesn't always come. cause it's hard to think I'll never get another chance to hold you. Trust your talk to Billy, all the tizzy, busy, idiot things must get done. In a second, just hang on, all in good time won't be long until later. I should've stopped to think, I should've made the time. I could've had that drink, I could've talked a while. I would've done it right, I would've moved us on, but I didn't, now it's all too late. It's over and you're gone.
Thank you. kekain kebaya kata mangga mangga muda manis mangga datang dari hilal kata nona nona hitam manis bikin naung syu jadi gila sungguh bagus Si nona hitam manis, hitam manis, hitam manis, celili.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
Oh, until the day he pushes me away. Never go astray. If he knew the things I did, he couldn't handle it. Then I choose to keep him protected.
Never thought I'd have to share your love that I thought I must have been blind, cause I sure didn't see this one coming.
I once was blind, but now I see.
My best friend, huh? They say keep the ones you love close, and your enemies even closer. But I can't win for losing.
You are the closest thing.
Cause the one I thought was a friend to me ended up being my true friend.
So tired of falling in love, finding it easier to fall out. I can't deny it. I feel it inside. I'm Cupid's fire. But I can't hide. I'm falling in love again. Ain't nothing I can do. Falling in love again, girl. This time it's with you. When I fall, it's always the same, and I'm so tired.